Move to approve checks numbers 457814 through 457871, warrant 7347, and two journal entries.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion is carried. Approval of previous meeting minutes for January 21st, 2020. In the executive session.
Moved to approve previous meeting minutes of January 21st, 2020.
What year am I staying?
January 21st, 2020.
Okay. I'll second that motion. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Abstain.
And one abstain. Motion carries. Is that all in the minutes? Do you see any other ones?
I didn't see anything else.
Because it's on the agenda for executive also, but I don't see the executive session.
It might just be on there.
We didn't have an executive session. Yeah, fine. Mr. Williams was right here, and we didn't.
Okay. Boilerplate. Boilerplate.
Agreement for foundation stabilization, polylifting, raising solution, LLC. Number 20004, Road and Bridge. I have a letter dated January 20th, 2020 from our attorney, Mr. Elliott. He's reviewed the above reference agreement by and between Raising Solutions, LLC and Taney County. And approves the agreement as to form.
And I spoke with our Road and Bridge Administrator, and he was not concerned with any of the concerns in that letter.
Where is this at?
Pardon?
Where is this at? Devin?
Where is what located?
Where is this at?
The repairs. The F Highway building. The foundation has settled and popped up the concrete floor, cracked the exterior block.
Oh, okay. I'm sorry.
And then we have a bridge approach that we have to use it on also.
And put the foam in.
The water's undermined.
Which bridge is that?
Down on Blair Ridge. It's just one of the concrete approaches.
Okay. I remember the...
And also, you all have a sidewalk here that they were going to do it on that's settled probably that much.
Down here on the... Okay.
No questions?
Nope.
Move to approve the... Agreement for Foundation Stabilization, Polylifting, Raising Solutions, LLC, and Taney County.
Second.
We got a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Motion carried. Field Dirt Agreement. Bradley Lillich.
Move to approve the field dirt agreement by and between Taney County and Bradley
Lillich.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
City of Hollister funding agreement. Hollister Inn lift station replacement project.
Morning.
Good morning.
Got Mr. Kelly Burgess here with me today. He's City of Hollister Wastewater Superintendent.
have any questions?
City of Hollister is requesting the approval of a funding agreement specific to the above referenced project. That's the Hollister End Lift Station Replacement Project. The amount being requested through this funding agreement is $167,300. This amount will cover the cost to provide for the replacement of the Hollister End Lift Station. The replacement project will include the following work. Number one, construction of a new wet well and valve vault. Number two, the addition of new pumps, valves, and control panel. And number three, the installation of new security fencing around the property. The city is requesting that the funding agreement remain active until June 30th, 2020, to provide sufficient time for the work to be completed and all board approval and reimbursement process requirements to be met. The City of Hollister's Board of Aldermen approved the funding agreement on January 6, 2020. Three copies of this funding agreement were sent to an attorney representing the county commission who has approved each copy as to form. This project is feasible and meets the criteria for approval necessary under the sewer sales tax guidelines. And this is one that we plan for.
Do you guys have any questions on
it? I have no questions.
I don't.
Move to approve the intergovernmental funding agreement by and between Taney County and the City of Hollister for the Hollister End Lift Station Replacement Project.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
I have a quick question.
Oh, hold on.
Sorry, I know I made the motion. Is the June 30th, is that? You going to be able to get that done by June 30th?
Yes.
Sorry. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you.
And what's the pad cover that covers the, prevents the slug from developing? The algae and the...
It'd be actually like a cover, not the cover going over it. It'd be actually like a pole barn type roof over the top of it.
But is it just called a cover then? Okay, I'll...
That actually be called just a cover over the.
It would be just called a cover. Yes, it would. Just with algae control.
There would be no sign. There's no sign as far as like a building.
Thank you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks. MoDOT monthly update. Oh, I'm sorry. Hang on. I forgot court orders. I've jumped right over that. Sorry.
Oh, sure. I guess go ahead.
I'm always having to wait on MoDOT. I'm going to make them wait on me.
Good morning. This morning I've got two personal property paid abatements. Abatement numbers are 300319 and 300320. On the one ending in 319, office erred. They removed the 2010 GMC Sierra truck in error and needed to add the correct 2010 GMC Terrain. And on the one ending in 320, taxpayer incorrectly assessed for mobile home on real estate. Then it's asking for the refund.
Any questions?
I don't have any.
I don't.
On Exhibit A, I move to approve Exhibit A on the court orders January 27, 2020.
Second.
We have a second. All in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
Aye. Motion carries.
Thank you. That's all I have today.
Thank you.
Thank you. MoDOT monthly update.
I'm waiting just to make sure.
You didn't have to wait too long.
You get a leg stretch that way all of a sudden.
I was thinking up and down. You can use those muscles.
That's not too bad. Good morning.
Good morning. Good morning.
Like having a healthy discussion. We have a few of those in my workplace too. So, especially when it comes to funding, it seems like. Some of the things that we've got coming up, we do have on our website, we've got our new 2020 construction guide for our district is out online I didn't bring it with me today. They just put it out online last week, and I looked at the Taney County. It's really easy to look up on our website. Looked at Taney County. It looks like this construction season, mainly what we've got coming up is some chip seals. So there's nothing major going on in the county this construction season. What we do have coming up in the future is we will be overlaying Route 65, basically from Ozark down to the high road in 2021. And that does include some minor safety improvements. We were able to take some savings from some other projects in the past and put that towards some minor safety improvements. And when I say that, we're looking at maybe extending some turn lane, deceleration lanes a little bit longer. We are looking at putting some guard cable through the curves at Saddlebrook. We still continue to have issues with crashes in that Saddlebrook area, even though we've put the high friction surface treatment on the curves. We'll go back in with that high friction surface treatment again. But that's mainly what we're looking at. The most significant change, I think, to the roadway, something a little bit different, is we are putting in, right there past Saddlebrook as you're going southbound, past the, I guess that would be like the visitor center. I'm not sure what that's referred to there. We will actually be putting in a climbing, like lane. Passing. So, and that's the first one we've had in the area since we upgraded a four-lane facility. So there haven't been climbing lanes on that roadway in a long time. If there's future funding available and this installation works well, I know we'll probably be looking at some more of those in the future. But right now, looking at our current budget, it's getting tighter and tighter. We have a lot of bridges that need to be addressed, and those are really eating up our budget, plus just inflation, because basically our revenue stream